Sophia.
Welcome to the Big D Radio Show. This is Danielle Little D with Pastor Bobby Hill from New Life Church. How are you, Bobby?
Excellent. Good to see you.
Good to see you. How was your work week?
Oh, yeah. It's been busy and long, but it's ended. We're doing 4-10s at work. So
4-10s at work.
My weekend has started.
That's good.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Will you start us out with prayer, please, sir?
Absolutely. Father God, we're so thankful that you've loved us and that you've revealed yourself to us. And Father, we are excited about all that you're doing and how you're working, and you're drawing people to you. Your love is just absolutely overwhelming, and we want everyone to experience that. And we're praying that through this show and through the various programs and the people that come on, that you receive glory and recognition and honor through all of that. And we want to do our part in our community to come together and to show forth your benefits and all that you are and all that you care about. We want to have your heart. And so we're asking you to continue to guide us and direct us and lead us in those ways that we'll give you glory and benefit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Hill.
Amen.
So I talked to you a little bit in the lobby about something that was sent to me. Christopher Greer, formerly of Crushing Atlas, has became a new Christian, and he was on the show with me not last week, but week before last, he and Blue Quick, and a young man that had backslid had rededicated his life to the Lord.
Man, isn't that great? That is fabulous.
So
it doesn't get much better than that. When you get the word about God out and people listen and hear that and respond to that, that is...
We have an amazing God.
That is wonderful. Oh, absolutely. And there's not words to say how good, how amazing he really is. And most of the time, I think we think about him in our own terms. We think about him out of our own experiences. But God is much greater than anything we know in this world. And I guess maybe one of the most incredible things about that is we can know him.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting that the God who's created everything, who has all power, that he has chose to let us know him? And to experience him in a very real way.
And to know him's a privilege.
Absolutely. You know, Jesus said that eternal life is to know God and the Son whom he sent. So this knowing God, we talk about that sometimes and different experiences that people have. But knowing God is a very real thing. I think sometimes people think that they can only know God like maybe through the scriptures, or they know him through some experience with church or something. But there is a much more real way to know God, and that's through him revealing himself to us within us by his Spirit. And that's just incredible to think about, that we can actually know him. There's a scripture in Corinthians that says, you know, eyes not seen, ears not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man what God's prepared. And that is a quote out of the Old Testament, which was true at that time. But that scripture goes on and says, but now he has revealed these things to us by his Spirit. So the thing that I wish everybody could understand is that God really does want us to know him. And he has removed every obstacle that would keep us.
Isn't it amazing how when you're a Christian and you have this personal relationship with Christ, mm-hmm. what is in you comes out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. I know next we're fixing to have Jeremy Hogan on from Saving Forgotten Warriors. Mm-hmm. That young man does some amazing work. We're going to have some amazing ladies here tonight too. But
yes.
It's if you allow God to use you.
Yeah.
He will definitely use you.
Absolutely. He is a good God, and he wants us to be representatives of him. He wants us to show forth his glory and his goodness in all the earth, and every opportunity we have, he wants to do that. And for that, he wants us to come to him in a way that we relate to him on a very personal level, in a way that he is our Father and we're his children. And we're not just objects or subjects to him that he wants to use for some ulterior motive. A lot of times when we think about somebody using somebody, we think, well, hey, you know, they're taking advantage of me. Mm-hmm. That is not God at all. He uses us in ways that benefits us. So when he uses us, we experience his presence within us and his goodness to us, and then he uses us in a way that benefits others, and we benefit most of the time more than the others do. And that's just absolutely, it's just wonderful. It's a reciprocal thing. Jesus said, love one another as I've loved you. So as he loves us, we have the opportunity to love others, and that reciprocates. And it's a wonderful experience. So I feel like a lot of times there's people out there who know about God, and they've heard about God, And they know that there's something about God. There's church and all these different things that in most people's minds, they're kind of religious things. But I would hope that people could come to an understanding that God is real and He has chosen to reveal Himself to us in a very real way. I've been thinking about that, and I think a lot of people think they can only know God through reading their Bible. Now, reading the Bible is important. It's certainly important, and we ought to read that. But reading the Bible can be very intimidating and even challenging. And so a lot of times I hear new believers or maybe people who are not believers that are trying to read the Bible, and they come away confused and even disappointed and discouraged because it doesn't make any sense to them. So I would think, you know, one thing that might help folks is to know how to read your Bible. How should you read your Bible? And just an example of that, maybe an illustration, would be like the newspaper, for instance. The newspaper is divided up into various sections, and what you read on the front page has a context to it. If you read something on the front page that has violence to it or something that says, you know, somebody was killed or something, then you know, that's a very emotional, serious moment that, you know, causes the sadness and those things. But if you go back to the sports section, it says, well, the Bearcats kill the Tigers. We're like, yippee, yeah, yeah, go Bearcats. You know, it's a different context. So we don't read the headlines the same way we read the sports section or the comic section or the want ads.
That's so true.
But people do that with the Bible all the time. They go to the Bible and they try to read it in one context, and it's so many contexts. It's a book of books, and we need to learn how to read our Bibles, because if that's going to point us to knowing God and help us to know who He is, which I think is really probably the primary purpose of the Bible, is for us to know Jesus, to know who He is, know His character, know what He's done. Well, we need to know how to do that. Otherwise, we get discouraged and we give up. And
right.
So God wants to reveal Himself to us, and He has disclosed to us Himself in the Scriptures, and in the presence of the Spirit within us. So I'm hoping that in our community that there'll be a more of an awareness of knowing God and who He is and how to read your Bibles and how to know Him, how to have a relationship with Him. And then that causes the tide to rise in the community. As we know Him and know Him better, it causes the community to be better in itself.
Right. And would you like to tell everybody a little bit about New Life and where you're located and what your service times are? And
absolutely. We're located at 1200 Welty Road, which is like the first or second address on Welty Road. So we're in the city limits in the southeast section of town. We're not in Welty. We're at the end of 11th Street Southeast, right there in the curve. New Life Church, you know, we're passionate about the gospel, the new covenant. We really want to know the truth, pursue the truth that is in Jesus Christ and that He is. And we want to experience the full benefits of all that Jesus has done in His finished work. And so we're passionate about that. We're a smaller group of people that really love one another, and we seek to live out the truth of the gospel. And it's not something for us that's just knowledge, head knowledge, or just doctrine, but it's a lifestyle. And so, you know, we have a lot of good relationships, and we invite people to come and be part of that. We meet on Sunday morning at 10:30 for our worship service on Sunday morning. We have various other type meetings. Right now we're doing Bible studies on Wednesday at 6:30 for men and one for women. We also have child classes for children available. You guys brought some pizzas over a couple weeks ago.
And you're leading the ladies' group.
And that was awesome. So we have those classes going on. And we do some small groups and different things, you know, throughout the year at different times. But our primary service is 10:30 on Sunday morning. And we invite anyone that's looking to have an authentic and real experience with God to come and visit us.
And personally, I can say it's an amazing church. I love when I get to visit.
Yeah.
I really do. I love visiting.
And we love it when you come.
Well, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, we
love
do.
Being there.
Yeah, I love to have you there.
Well, Bobby, we're going to go to commercial break. I sure appreciate you coming in and
yeah, it's
being
my pleasure.
With me and being on the Big D Show.
Yeah.
And Daryl will be back next week. I'm excited for him to come
back.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, you better watch out because you're doing a great job. He might lose his.
Thank you. I like being on there.
Yeah, and I was listening to Understand the Law on Tuesday, and you're doing great,
Danielle.
Oh,
thank you. Yes. Thank you. All right. We'll be back with the Big D Radio Show here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. This is Danielle Carnes, Little D, filling in for Daryl Nethery, Big D. And tonight I have Sammy Danford from the United Way of Coleman County.
And
welcome,
Sammy. Y'all are still missing the party out in the lobby, too. I might have.
Hey, y'all better quit partying out there now.
Hey, here's my headphones. I'm going out there.
Welcome to the show, Sammy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You had a of a day.
It's been, I left home at 10 till 7, and I've not slowed down all day. We had a fundraiser today. We partnered with Johnny's Barbecue.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Everybody knows
Shout
Johnny's.
Out for Johnny's.
And Karina's at the Italian Grill at Hansville donated all the cookies for it, and then Pepsi provided our drinks. So
Woohoo, the Schaefer's.
It was a great.
Or the Schaefer's, pardon me.
I was going to say, that Schaefer's. Didn't sound right.
It's, I know both families, so
yes,
you know.
Yes. But it was great. We, despite all the weather and everything, and thanks to Jeremy sitting here looking at me, we sold about 247, almost 250 tickets today.
All right.
And that's a good little easy fundraiser for us, and it helps Johnny's and gets their name out there. Of course, Johnny's sells their self. But it's the proceeds go to us, goes to United Way. And for the record, we partner with 16 other nonprofit agencies, and Or is he going to talk or just nod at you?
He will nod at you because he has his own segment, but yeah. He'll probably throw it back at you during his segment, which will be okay.
That's I'll share. Okay, sure. I'll share. But Jeremy,
let me see your 16 nonprofits.
Yes, and Saving Forgotten Warriors is not on there because they just came on board in April. And these are kind of pricey, so we haven't printed new ones yet, but they are one of our agencies, and we are excited to have them on board. We love what they're doing and providing for our veterans.
Absolutely.
I'm very patriotic, past my house on 4th of July and all those holidays, and I'll have an Uncle Sam in my window and flags all over my property.
I might actually dress up like Uncle Sam for the 4th of July.
You're too short. Don't do it.
I can put stilts
on.
Put
some stilts on. It'd be cool. Dude. They would love that.
I'm going to be out there doing it.
But I was really excited when they applied for funding last year and they were approved. We don't have a whole lot of money to partner with them right now, but it got their foot in the door, and we feel like we're going to have a great year this year, and we're looking forward to hopefully being able to increase all of our agency's funding. The great thing about United Way is if you see all of our partners listed, we don't none of them are duplicating services. Mm-hmm. So we try to make sure that our money is spread out there and covers the basic needs of those that are really struggling out there. And no one else in Coleman is doing what
Nobody else is doing this at all. I don't think they're doing it statewide, honestly. Actually, I had a friend of mine that started one organization, and he's changed to another program because SFW has really picked it up, and we're reaching outside of Coleman, so that's good.
Well, Sammy, could you tell everyone what exactly you do for families at United Way?
Well, here's what a lot of people don't understand. Our main focus is fundraising. We really don't provide a service. Mm-hmm. That's where our agencies come in. So what our role is to go out and help raise money, and we help allocate so much money to every one of our agencies every year, so that takes a little bit of the financial burden off of their shoulders. Then they will do some fundraising, but not much. But like if someone comes in, we do a little bit on walk-ins, but like someone comes in and they do, where's the food bank? Is this the food bank? We were told I could get food here. No, that's Coleman Caring for Kids, and we give them directions.
Which is Javon Daniels. He was in the show last week.
Yes.
He's an amazing man.
Amazing job. And sometimes they'll come in, and I had a gentleman yesterday. He's not a veteran, but he's in really bad health. He said, I could barely understand him. He said, I only have one eye. I can't drive. I'm living with relatives, and I've got insurance, but I need some glasses or something at the eye doctor's office, and it's a $40 copay, and I don't have the $40, and ma'am, I really need it. And so I said, well, let me see what I do. So Easter Seals is one of our agencies, and they cover prescriptions. They'll help with ADA ramp sometime, and just they send clients to Camp ASCA, which is a special needs camp in the summer. So Easter Seals does a lot of good things for this community, and they're all volunteer based, so they use our office to come in and do their paperwork and process everything. So when a client comes in or calls, we call them and say, here's what we've got, what can y'all do? So they picked up that $40 copay for this young man, and he rides the carts bus into town. So I carried the paperwork down to Walmart because it was at the Vision Center, and they filled it out and sent it back to us. So he's happy, and Easter Seals is happy because that
was
the name.
So you refer other nonprofit organizations that help the individuals, families, etc.
Red Cross, when the floods came in 2015, Red Cross called us and said, you know, we're running out of money. We don't have enough to help. There were several people in Coleman County that lost their home. I mean, water was 5 foot up inside. I went out and made some pictures, and then they sent some. So my board was approved because we're a little bit out of the black. And they set aside X amount of dollars for us to help Red Cross with those flood victims that lost everything. So just a little bit. I had a gentleman come in, for example, and he was from Ohio, I think, traveling to Florida, and he ran out of gas, and he needed gas money. So we'll try to put gas in their tank to help them move on to where they're going. So just a little bit of everything. So we don't advertise that we take a lot of walk-ins, but if there's a need, if there's a big need, then we try to find the agency that can help them. I'm working with Jeremy right now. I have a friend at church that their father died in his early 90s, got a pretty nice car, a 1990 Cadillac. Anyway.
Oh, any Cadillac be nice.
It is.
It's
very well taken care of. And they want to will it to someone that needs cars. So I called Jeremy and said, what have you got?
And we have a veteran right now that had a stroke last year, and he was paralyzed on one side of his body. His wife is the caretaker, and they don't have a vehicle. Right now they're borrowing vehicles or borrowing one that we have.
Right.
So we're going, and I hope they don't listen and hear this because I don't want them to know. They have no
don't
idea
tell
we're
names.
Doing it.
Oh, they
so,
don't?
No, they have no idea.
Well, let's not tell the names then.
But so we're going to, with United Way, gift this vehicle to them because that's going to give them the ability to get in and back and forth to medical attention and stuff like that.
So a lot. Sometimes what we're doing, we're just we're in the right position to connect people to the right people that needs help.
Are you sponsored by any local businesses? Do local businesses donations to the United Way?
We thrive. The bulk of our money comes in from payroll deductions. And that's this year, but this is last year. It's got a little bit different information. But a lot of folks, industries, these are people that give money to us on a regular basis. And, you know, it's a pretty impressive list.
Wow, that's good.
And so when I'm out campaigning and talking to folks, and I hope anyone listening might remember this, if you're an employee and they're not taking payroll deductions out of your check, please ask your employer to call us and consider listening to what we do and what our money does and the clientele that our agencies serve, and let us come in and we can do a presentation. We can do it in 7 minutes. That pushes it. We have to talk real fast. But we like to have about 10 or 15 minutes to talk to them, and then if they have any questions. And then I also say, if you're an employer and you're not allowing your employees to do that, please call us and let us do that. We usually ask for a dollar a paycheck. Most people get paid every week or every 2 weeks. Well, or every 2 weeks. And then what I tell them, it's like that bottle of water. You're giving up a bottle of water every paycheck. And we were at one industry bank in the fall, and we said that if you could just give a dollar a paycheck, if everybody in Coleman that's working could give a dollar a paycheck, it's amazing at what we could do for our agencies and what they could do even more for their clients. And after it was over, one of the employees came up to me and she said, hey, I just want to tell you, I appreciate what you're doing. She said, I gave you $5 a paycheck because I used to be in victim services, and I don't know what I would have done had I not had that. They saved my life. And so it's like, you know, we are doing the right thing. We are doing good things.
It's United Way is known across the country. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where in any community, United Way, people are going to need assistance, and they know United Way. I mean, you hear of United Way all over the place.
Right.
So they're that central hub for all of us that do what we do out in the streets. We're out there doing the footwork while they're pushing people to us.
We're asking for money.
And helping us. Well, and it's a very important part. You can't do this without it.
Well, Sammy, I am the ad agent for what's happening in Coleman, which is created by Daryl Nethery, Big D.
Okay.
And this is his show.
Yeah.
Is there any way you would type me up something that I could do a shout out to my local business owners to be able to see if they would do the deductions for your nonprofit organization?
I'll be glad to do that if you'll let me recuperate
today. Yes, ma'am. You had a horrific day.
Hey, I got home and I thought, what was I thinking to say I'd go out there tonight.
Well, the United Way, I would like to tell everybody where it's located, which is right by the Depot Park, downtown Coleman.
We're in the old train depot, the old train station.
Hear a train going.
Yeah, every 15 minutes.
And I want to give her a website out also. It's www.uwaycc.org. The telephone number is 256-739-2948. If you need any references to any kind of help, and you can.
Let me ask you. Let me mention that he just handed you the 211. If there's someone out there that needs help 24/7, you dial 211. It's a 24/7 toll free number, and they're privy to much more information than we have. For instance, if your tree fell down, we don't have an agency that would come cut it off, but they would know someone that you could call. This is a service that United Way provides. It's mandated by United Way Worldwide. This cost us about $10,000 a year to do, so we're really pushing it out and trying to get people. It's toll-free. Just dial 211.
And does that not part of 211.org, right? United Way is part of that too, right?
Yes.
So it's you can dial 211,
right,
or you can go on the website to 211.org.
Yes, that is correct.
I push this a lot, and this, the reason why is because when you click on there, you have the option to pick your location and pick where you're going and what you need, and you can actually filter through the services that you're needing.
You.
So it's
thank you.
It's a fast way to get answers when nobody's there to answer the questions.
Right.
When
holidays or we're out of the office. I have a very small staff. It's me and one lady, Becky. And so sometimes when we're out of the office campaigning, you know, there's no one there. Another thing we do is a prescription card. Most of your big pharmacies do not take it, but the locals do. And this will save a little bit on the...
I will find out if Max Wayne's do. They actually came on What's Happening in Coleman today. They're one of our new clients.
Okay. Also, the little card I just handed you. These are our discount cards. We buy them, and when you make a payroll deduction to us, they're good for a year. Very similar to the band cards you buy for $10. If you make a payroll deduction to us or write us a check for $50 or more, we give you one of these. You can use it over and over, and it's like Dairy Queen, Carmer's Coffee House, McGriff Tire, a lot of discounts on Pasquale's. I shouldn't have even named any
of them.
That's okay.
You just do a shout out to them.
Yes.
From the heart. They're on our What's Happening in Coleman page. And
yes.
This is a very
Christian bookstores on there, and I usually buy Bibles or something for baby shower gifts, and so you get 10% off. So
that's a good.
So you get your money back by making a payroll deduction. It helps you in the return, and it also helps all of our agencies.
Yes, absolutely.
So we added Hope Horses 2 years ago, and so we're hoping to, like I said, being able to increase allocations this year, but. United Way is a great organization. I have a great board of directors, and then I have just the staff of Becky and I right now. But if you have any questions or have any concerns or thoughts, our admin fee is 8% right now, which is pretty low. And I mean, my staff gets mad at me because I run a tight ship. No, we can't buy that, you know, because I want our money to go to our agencies.
Right. And they can come by the office and see you, or they can call you at 256-739-2948.
That is correct.
Sammy, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
So
I know
welcome.
You had a tough day, but I appreciate
you made it,
it.
Good. And
thank you.
I had a great sidekick here coaching me.
I mean, we all are. I mean, today was an amazing day to be able to contribute.
I know. Jeremy would come in and say, I need 10 more tickets. Then he'd come in and say, I need 10 more tickets. And I'm like, really?
I wish we could have sold more. But,
oh, you did good. I think we did really
well,
good.
Well, next year when we do this event, I definitely want to put it on What's Happening in Coleman. I run it three days in a row. I did my ad with mine that she had given me, and then Daryl did yours right behind mine. We got thousands and thousands of views, so if we just get people prepared for it before the time comes.
And you can purchase the ticket all the way up to the day of. So.
And we had walk-ins today. Bobby that left a while ago, was involved with United Way on the long-term recovery before I was there. But he helped, like when the tornadoes hit Coleman, he was real involved, a great person.
Did the attorneys come in? today. Did you notice any of the attorneys in Coleman? Because I did a big shout out to them.
So. Seth Thompson came by. He's on my board. Yes, thank you,
I love
Seth.
He's a great guy.
I do too. Okay.
Well, thank you, Sammy. I sure appreciate it. We're going to go to commercial break. And
thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Anytime. We're going to go to commercial break. This is Little D on the Big D Radio Show here with Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Awesome.
You did great. Aww.
She does really good.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. This is Danielle Carnes, Little D. This evening I have Miss Jacqueline Schindel in. How are you, Miss Jacqueline?
I'm just fine. Thanks for letting me come on.
Thank you for coming. She's from the Better Business Bureau of North Alabama. So, Miss Schindel, can you tell me what the Better Business Bureau is?
I kind of figured you might not exactly understand, and maybe some of your audience doesn't understand. A lot of people think that it's that place where I can call if I have a complaint about a business. And sure enough, you know, if you have an issue with a company, you definitely can contact us, and we'll try to help resolve this issue, okay? But we're a whole lot more than that. I generally like to tell people about the scams that are in the area, trying to alert them and keep them from being scammed, because we feel like if you don't lose your money to some organization that's really not a very worthwhile thing, then you can keep your money and spend it like you want and help support the local businesses. Mm-hmm. Also, we are there to really promote our accredited businesses in the area. And I take care of Mary, a manager for Coleman in Winston County, but Huntsville is our main office, and so everything kind of gets routed to our Huntsville office. We have offices in some different areas, like Decatur has an office, and then the Shoals area, Scottsboro, and then, of course, Coleman, and then Huntsville. But so we cover 13 counties in North Alabama. And we are there to, like I say, help promote the people that are, the businesses that are actually accredited with the BBB. And there's a process that they go through in order to be accredited. And we give them what we call a profile page. So every time somebody joins and becomes an accredited business, then they have a page. And so an individual can look that company up on the BBB website. Go to that profile page, make comments if they want. The business can have pictures on that, can have videos on it, kind of like having a little mini website, but it also can connect to their website if they've got one. So it's a great way for the accredited business to be able to be showcased. And we have like over 500,000 hits a year on the North Alabama BBB website.
That's
so
good.
Somebody's checking out these
businesses. Well, yes. You know, you want a legitimate business to deal with whatever it
exactly.
is that you're venturing out to do, whether it be construction, right. whether it be a plumber or, you know, anything
exactly.
in general.
Yeah.
Do the businesses pay to be on the Better Business?
Yes, they
okay.
do,
all
and
right.
it is based on their number of employees. That's how we, you know, we decide exactly how much they pay. It is an annual fee. It can be broken down monthly, quarterly, however they, you know, want to, or they can pay it in one lump sum, and then they can renew each year. And if they mm-hmm. don't want to renew, they don't have to, but it is something that really we have businesses that have been with us for numerous years, you
and
know.
So they can advertise that they are part of the Better Business Bureau, correct?
By all means. And actually, we do encourage them to put what we call our dynamic seal on their website, okay, on their Facebook page, on their Twitter account, any written materials, you know, that kind of thing. But anything like that, they can definitely add the BBB logo to that. And like, let's say they put what we call our dynamic seal or our BBB logo on their website. If that somebody comes along and clicks on that, then it directs them directly to the BBB profile page for that individual business, and vice versa. If they're looking on our website and they're going to that profile page, then they can click on the little button that says website, takes them directly to this individual's website. So it's a reciprocating type thing.
Are there reviews on the BBB?
Yes. Yes. We encourage our businesses to get their customers to put good reviews on, because we feel like everybody likes to read reviews. And what better way than for somebody who's actually used this business?
That's true.
So we do try to encourage them to do that. Occasionally, somebody, for whatever reason, might get a little angry and might put a bad review on there, okay? And that's got to be a legitimate claim. It can't be just, I'm mad at this person, I'm going to, you know, blast them or whatever. But, you know, so you can have bad reviews on there, too, but that's what it's all about, because everybody likes to hear both sides of the story.
Right.
But we really encourage people to do good reviews on our businesses, because we want to promote each of these accredited businesses, because we want people to deal with local businesses.
Right. And I'm the ad agent for What's Happening in Coleman. Daryl Nethery, Big D, is the creator of What's Happening in Coleman. And we support local business owners here
sure.
by giving them an opportunity to advertise on our Facebook page.
Right. right.
And it's a marketing page, and mm-hmm. it really works well. We're right at 17,000 followers, and we get a million hits a month. So when you okay. throw that number of 500,000 out there, you know, and your businesses are allowed to advertise that they're part of the Better Business Bureau, then that is, you know, crediting them
right.
To be on a scale, on a level
right.
that is a little bit of above. You know, that's my
right.
opinion.
The Better Business Bureau has been around for over 100 years, and they've been around in North Alabama for over 50 years. So a lot of people, when they see that BBB logo, they understand that it stands for, we want people to understand that it is standing for credibility and for the right things, you know, for the individual to feel comfortable that they can do business with an accredited business with BBB. Now, I'm not saying that just because you might not be a member, you're not an accredited business. I'm not trying to say that by any means. I'm just saying that we know for sure that we've screened them, and that, you know, if you join the BBB, then that's a positive thing for your business.
Now, on the other side of that, do you take any complaints about businesses that are part part of the Better Business Bureau that may, a client or a customer may have a disclaimer against to say that they are not doing proper work that they're advertising for and the Better Bureau is representing them?
Yes. You know, you can make a complaint about a business whether they're a member or not, okay?
Okay.
But especially if they are a member, we want to contact that business. We want to find out that business's side of the story. We want them to be able to have an opportunity to come forward and say, okay, this is what we did, you know, that kind of thing. And so this is what we're willing to do to make this customer happy. Now, we also know that there are a lot of people out there that you can't always please.
Right.
There are individuals out there, no matter what you do.
Absolutely.
You know, that, you know. But we have a mediation board, and we also have an arbitration board that the, you know, the individuals can go before in order to resolve their issues.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't just stop with, okay, this business says this, and you and the consumer says that, and so, okay, we're at an impasse, and we can't go beyond that. Well, yes, we actually do have that next step with mediation and then arbitration. And arbitration is just like going to court. It is a legal and binding situation, and once you agree to arbitrate, then wherever that final result is, then you stand by that.
And arbitration means going between. It is a go-between.
Right, right.
So that people know that. They know because we do the Understanding the Law on Tuesday night, and I know what an arbitrator is. So
yes.
I will explain that, what that is.
Yes.
Ms. Jacqueline, are you located here in Coleman? Is your office here in Coleman?
Yes. I cover Coleman and Winston County, and so I am located here. Like I say, we do have offices in the different areas.
Would you like to give your address of where people can come and...
No, because it's at my home.
Okay, well, you can't do anything but call Jacqueline. You cannot come to her house. She does not want company.
Don't come to my house. But I will tell you that really the ladies in the Huntsville office, they have been trained to handle any kind of complaint issues. They also are trained to handle any kind of scam, you know, things like that. And we actually have something called Scam Tracker on the BBB website.
Okay.
You can go to bbb.org, and there's a little icon that says Scam Tracker, and you can click on that. You can either report a scam, or if you want to check to see if you think something's a scam, you can check it that way, or you can call our Huntsville office, and then they will give you information, because they get hundreds of calls weekly on different scams. One of the ones that I wanted to talk about today, if that's possible,
yeah, go right ahead.
Is that, and I know this has already happened to me, but somebody's calling you and you look on your caller ID and it's your phone number and you're going, oh my gosh, how can that be? How can I be calling myself? Well, they are able now to go ahead and change that phone number to whatever number they want. And what's really bad is that they might have the area code 256, they might have that exchange 739, 734, whatever, and then they'll, you know, the last four numbers will be different. So you think it's somebody locally calling you.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea that it's somebody from New York or from California or from wherever, okay? So then you're more likely to pick up that phone and answer that phone call. And you don't ever know who's going to be on the other end, because now probably our number one for the last 2 years main scam call that people have been receiving is the IRS scam, where people call and threaten that they're with the IRS and that they're going to come and send a sheriff's deputy out if you don't pay this.
Right. And we've been seeing that some on Facebook too, you know, where people do shout outs for, you know, scams and don't do this or don't do that because it's a scam, you know.
Right.
So
yeah.
Facebook really follows up. Social media is amazing at how much it does follow up about warning people about certain things.
Right, yeah. Which brings me to the next thing, that this is an event that we have annually, and it is coming up in August, okay, and it'll be August the 4th, and I can leave you a flyer on this, from 9 until noon. It's located at the Beach Center, and that's located right kind of down from the Sheriff's Detention Center or next to the CCCDD office or their building. And so basically what this is it's open to anybody, but we're doing this in conjunction with Commission on Aging and NARCOG, and we are inviting the general public to come. It is a scam jam / health fair.
Scam jam, I love that.
And so what we're doing is we have several different vendors, usually 20 to 30 vendors that will come, and they will do health screenings. I know that Coleman Region will be there doing health screenings. USA Healthcare, they'll be there doing some different things, giving out, you know, handouts and things like that. But we'll have about 20 different vendors that will be giving out information. about their particular business, but also giving you good information that, you know, you might not know about. And then they're also going to be giving away door prizes. And we are going to do lunch for the first 250 people.
Mm.
And so what they need to do is they will need to contact Commission on Aging. And so it's the first 250, okay? But it'll be a little box lunch and everything. But they're prizes to be won and so forth and so on. This year, our big theme is treasure your health. So might even see some pirates walking around. Who knows? Okay. But it's a great way for everybody to kind of get a little health screening, but also the second half of the event, we actually get the audience to be seated in the center, and we have six panelists that will be speaking, and they give out good information about things to avoid from being scammed. We just don't want people to fall prey to that.
Right.
And of course, identity theft is the biggie right now. So we have Chief Culpepper that's going to come and speak. Elizabeth Garcia is our CEO from our Huntsville office. She'll be there. We'll have somebody from the Tony Robbins from the Alabama Inspectors. Let me look that one up. I've already forgotten. The Investor Protection Trust, they're from like the U.S. Postal Service. We'll also have somebody from the Senior Medicare Patrol that will be there. And so we have about six different panelists, and also from, Family Security here in Coleman.
Ms. Linda?
I don't know who the speaker's going to be. I don't know that it'll be her. I think it's actually somebody from their Decatur office that's going to come.
Yeah, because most of them are corporately owned.
Yes. And so anyway, they're all going to be there giving out great information to the general public so they can, you know, be aware.
Mm-hmm.
And I did want to point out that, you know, for the longest time, seniors were the biggest target.
But they're not any longer.
No, it's the millennials,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Because first of all, the seniors have been warned over and over again over the years, and so they're a little bit more savvy now,
right,
okay, and they
right.
understand. But the younger children that are young adults,
let's get that clear, young adults.
Yes, that are coming up, maybe they haven't heard all of this, you know, in the past. So, at any rate, they, you know, they're the big target nowadays, and so they need to be aware of these things, and they're hitting them on via email or via Facebook, different things like that. So they really need to understand that they are a target right now, and they need to start learning this information as to how to avoid being scammed. Anyway, the Scam Jam is free, and it's going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning. It will go till noon, but I advise you to come early so you can kind of just check out all the vendors and that sort of thing, and then be there. The actual Scam Jam part will probably start about 10:30, so they just need to be there so they can kind of sit in and listen and once again win some wonderful prizes. All kinds of treasures will be available.
Okay, do you want to give your phone number out?
Yeah, let's see. Actually,
you want the business phone number?
Yeah.
The 256-775-2930. And also, this event, Scam Jam Health Fair, will be on the website. Is it on the BBB.org?
It probably won't be, because we do these all over.
Okay, I see.
We are going to be sending out, information to all of our accredited businesses.
So I will put it on what's happening in Coleman. If you give me a phone, I'll put it on there so I can make sure it's out there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jacqueline, for coming in.
I'll have a little phone call if you want to take it.
Oh, okay. Who's on the phone?
Big D's in the house.
Big D's in the house. There he is. There you
go. Hey, look, I just wanted to call in and say what a great show. Man, we have some great guests on tonight, and just appreciate each and every one of them being with us on the Big D Radio Show. I've been watching just a little bit and hate that Wes Brown didn't make it.
Oh, Wes is here. Whoa, hold on now. We're having a lengthy show tonight, Daryl. I'm not as good as you are about doing the time frame thing. So Jay did not have the timer up, so I'm running a little bit long tonight, and he said that was completely fine, but I still have Jeremy and I believe his name is Jeff coming on, and Wes Brown's here to play some music. So, yes, sir.
Hey, look, I might have to call back in.
You better call back and talk to Wes.
Well, look, you know, the whole thing with Danielle, she could be a little lengthy, but Big D will just cut somebody off quick.
And I'm a talker, so, you know,
I'd never cut nobody off. But, hey, look, what
I
a
asked her, like, 2 seconds ago, I'm like, Danielle, how many segments have you got left? She just walked out the door.
But, you know, Jacqueline, thank you so much for the information about the BBB. It's just something that the community of Colvin really needs to know. It provides such a wonderful service, and to know that we can always go there as a source for people that we actually need to deal with. Because in today's society, you know, customer service is the number one thing, and we want to deal with people that we know that we can trust. So we just appreciate you so much and what you do for Colvin.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I think that the BBB is a very good organization. If you're ever considering being an accredited business, you can give me a call. I'll be glad to come and talk to you and tell you all about the benefits and this, that, and the other. So,
and that number is 256-775-2930. You can give Jacqueline a call for all your questions or concerns with the BBB. B.
Yes. And I was going to give you one more phone number and then
okay.
I'll leave. But
right.
Commission on Aging,
okay,
if they're interested in registering, the number there is 256-734-1241.
That's
256-734-1241. Call Commission on Aging if you're interested in coming and you want some lunch that day. Please let them know. Please register.
Okay. All right.
Otherwise, you can just come. You know, you don't have to register.
And Daryl and I will definitely put it on what's happening in Colvin so
that's
that
wonderful.
We can do, you know, a visual for everyone that's on social media so they can see and understand exactly what it is that's going to be there.
That's great. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
And if you'll let Joey know that I may call back in just so I can harass
the
rest a little bit.
I will.
So I enjoy doing that.
Thank you for calling in.
I don't think I'm going anywhere.
No, I've got him strapped to the sound booth back there.
Have a great night.
Right. Thanks, Dee.
Bye.
Thank you, Ms. Jacqueline, for coming in. I really appreciate you. Very informative. This is Danielle with the Big D Radio Show. We will be right back on Live 95.5, Colvin's Independent Radio.
Attention Colvin business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kalman.com today. Or visit our website, live95kalman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kalman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Kalman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Kalman since 1989, Kalman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Kalman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Kalman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Kalman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Kalman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit KalmanSportsFit.com.
We have moved the party from the waiting room to the studio, so carry on.
Welcome to the party. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show. This is Danielle, Little D. I'm filling in for Big D, Daryl Netherly. He's hard at work. And tonight we have in Jeremy Hogan from Saving Forgotten Warriors, and we have Chris in. Sorry, I got his name wrong earlier, but this is Chris. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're doing some amazing things, young man.
We're trying. It ain't just me, trust me. If it ain't for the guys that we have with us, I mean, I promise you, I'm just the face of it, I guess. I really try to make sure everybody else is in it doing, I mean, it can't get done with just one person. It takes the whole community.
Well, I went on your Facebook today and gave you a personal shout out. You, my friend, I want to thank on the radio, on Facebook, on everywhere. For the Pike family.
Nah, we love them.
They're amazing folks.
Yeah, they are. They're pretty amazing. We enjoy it. Actually, Chris is the one who actually introduced us to them.
Thanks, so. Chris.
Absolutely.
I mean, they are great, great, great people.
Big D's ready to take over the show again.
Uh-oh. Big D, that ain't even right. You call it and be taking over the show now. I'm just saying.
Hey, look, it's twice in a row. What can I say?
You're definitely not working.
I want to say hey to Jeremy. I haven't seen him in forever because he never comes around me anymore for some reason. I don't know why.
That's why he's here tonight, man, because you're not. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I knew Danielle was going to be doing the show, so I figured I'd try to get in tonight.
Ah, see? Hello.
What's up with that? What's up, Wes Brown? What's up, you got to do, brother?
I'm just hanging out. What are you doing?
I'm just working like a dog, 7 days a week, doing my usual thing.
You ain't at work tonight.
Yes, he is. He's sitting in his office right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, do we call that work?
Yes, you do. So, who else is in the studio besides these two?
So, we have
Chris Denny. Big D. Chris Denny is one of the Saving Forgotten Warriors staff now. He's helping us out. He came on, about 2 weeks ago? It's a big help. I mean, he's obviously been able to help me. He's taken a pretty good bit of load off of me, to be honest with you. So it's been a blessing. I can't even say enough about him. So It's great. He'll be in
It's nice to meet Chris. And let me just go out and say something to the listeners now. To let everybody know the hard work that these guys do with Saving Forgotten Warriors. It's a continual thing. It's not just a job that they go to from 9 to 5. It's a 24-hour rotation, 7 days a week. And they're constantly getting calls to help different vets. So,
we love
We try to share what we can and what's happening in Coleman. But we definitely need your monetary donations for everything that they do. You know, it's just an outpour that we need for Saving Forgotten Warriors. They do such an incredible job for our vets, those that are homeless, those that need medical. And it's just, they do so much, and they do it from the bottom of their heart.
You better know,
because
they
reach out, you know, to everybody for what they've done. And I appreciate all these vets and the service that they've done for this company. So, and I always tell you, thank you, Jeremy, for everything that you do.
Well, brother, we appreciate it, man. We love the fact that y'all support us. We'll definitely try to keep that up. And whenever I get a chance, man, I'd really like to ride that Pee-wee tricycle you got going on at work. No, man, I do miss you. Maybe I can come back next Thursday or something like that if you're going to be here. I don't know how long you'll be on night shift or whatever, but I do miss you, man. I really do appreciate everything that you're doing for us. I really hope that y'all can help us kind of whatever world just happened today with this arrest that was done in our shirt. If y'all can help us get the word out, let everybody know that they're nothing to do with us.
Hey, D, you need to go on the Coleman County Sheriff's Department and look at that post, and let's post it on what's happening in Coleman, that it is not a reflection of Saving Forgotten Warriors, and we want to make that very clear to Coleman County people and people in our community, because that was uncool.
Well, you know, I've already seen the post and seen supposedly what the guy's done. Of course, he's not guilty until he goes to court, so
no
I won't talk about him. But yeah, just to wear the shirt, you know, and it states society, they'll always put a bad reflection on anybody with what they're wearing. But this gentleman probably got a free shirt from Jeremy, and and unfortunately, he's wearing that.
Just happened to be an empty guy, right? No doubt.
Jail.
No doubt. I just want to clear it up that everybody understand that is not in any way what we condone. So I'm glad y'all help us get that word out to you. I mean, we're trying our best to keep a very clean and high record of what we do. We try to make sure that every veteran we assist is very high. We keep in high regard. We take care of them just like with the Pikes. And if anybody's ever got an issue with Saving Forgotten Warriors, I would love for them to contact me directly. I would hate for anything like that to ever come
just
about.
Just go ahead and give them your telephone number.
I would think anybody with common sense would already know that, but we'll just go ahead and reiterate it.
No doubt,
This guy has, he probably has no common sense of his own. So, but
yeah.
we hate that he had the shirt on. And look, I'll let y'all go. And Wes Brown, I can't wait to hear you jam out here in just a few minutes. I love all y'all, and I will see you next week.
We love you, brother.
Bye, D.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, Jeremy, are you going to tell everybody you have any events coming up? Are you going to be part of that with the BBB?
I don't know, honestly. We're not part of the BBB right now.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really...
Well, you don't have to really be part of the BBB, but... For a nonprofit organization, I will check with Jacqueline's if you can get in there.
Yeah, we'll do any event or anything.
It's for August the 4th.
Yeah, we'll do any.
So
we will set up a booth at any event that allows us to spread the word.
Well, I loved your booth you had at the Battle of the Bands. It was amazing.
Cool.
It was cool.
Well, I don't think I had the sign up yet. We've done some more stuff. It actually looks a whole lot better now than it did then. So we're definitely trying to make it look flashy, and obviously we want to catch everybody's attention so we can draw people over there and explain to them what we're doing.
So let's tell everybody how they can sponsor, send you money.
Well, we have a new program. It's the Text to Donate program that we're trying to push. I think it's going to be the most widely used. It's going to be the easiest ability for the consumer or the patron or the one wanting to donate to us. You can text GIVE, GIVE, to 256-474-2447. Follow the prompts. Put it. You'll have an option to either put it in the main general fund, or there's a couple other options. Usually, if you don't care where the money goes, as long as it goes towards the veteran itself, it's a general fund. If not, then we have a program with Hope Horses, and we have a program for the ranch and stuff like that. So you have an option to where you want the funding to go, and that funding goes to that direct option, whatever you text and do with. We have a program, a VIP program right now that's going, that if you're willing to contribute $25 or more a month, we'll send out a new release t-shirt every month to you before anybody ever even sees these shirts. And I promise you, July's shirt is amazing.
I need a new one because I have the red, white, and blue one,
mm-hmm.
and it like comes past my knees.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
That must have been big D's.
Well,
yeah. He stumped Big D.
Yeah, I did.
So you're telling me that I need to get you and Big D.
Well, yeah, He has another one.
Well, we got another one for sure.
And I didn't, and I wanted one really bad.
Right.
But when I put it on, it goes past my knees. So I was like, wow.
There you go. You got a gown.
She can get one of our new shirts for this month. This
Them are really nice.
Yeah,
I like them.
The one Chris is wearing is the new shirt for Gene, and then I'm wearing the Remember Everyone Deployed shirt that we wear every Friday. We also have companies in Coleman that wear their own Red Friday SFW shirt that's got their logo on it. So if there's any businesses out there that were willing to help spread the word, it also helps us raise funding because we offer – each business offers that shirt for sale at their store, and then they donate that money to us to help us do what we're doing. We're just trying to think of, you know, I guess niche ways to raise funding to do what we're doing. I mean, you got to think our fuel charge a month is over $1,400 just in fuel. I mean, last week alone, just for one veteran, we've already spent over $1,000 for one veteran and his dad to get them off the street and get them back healthy and get them taken care of. So, it's a costly program, and I'm not going to lie about it. I mean, when you're going out there and you're helping folks, you can't do it for free. And if I had all the money in the world, or if I had the money to do it, I would definitely do it in a heartbeat. And I still try to contribute to SFW myself, even, you know, which my board doesn't like. But sometimes I just feel a need to. And something happened over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and the gates have just opened.
Mm-hmm.
People are finding out about us from all over. I mean, I think I found one, the latest one was in Alaska. So that's great. We're gaining that awareness. But along with that awareness comes the veterans' need rises as well. So
absolutely.
In order for us to do this, we have to raise a lot more funding to be able to do what we're doing. Now, the ranch is still into play. We're still working on that. We have big plans for it coming up. I'm praying God has still got his plan to have at least the two buildings up by the end of the summer, so the wintertime we can get as many off the streets as possible. We'll have 40 beds. I'm praying that we can. I keep trying to talk it into reality, if you will. So we need help with that, too.
You just keep pressing in, and it's going to happen.
Absolutely. And we do. We've got an awesome raffle coming up to help us raise money for the ranch.
Definitely let us know. You just know how we'll advertise with it.
We have a custom AR-15 from a Alabama-based
manufacturer,
and it is unlike any custom rifle that you're ever going to find. It's going to be one of the best looking rifles out there.
Wow!
It's going to be the
and
first.
And your tickets
one.
Are going to be affordable.
Yes, of course, always. I mean, I want to be able to get as many people involved in as possible.
Okay.
It's not outrageously priced retail. So the first one that comes out will be the one we raffle, and then after that, we're working a deal with the partner about selling them, and proceeds from that sale of that rifle itself, an SFW rifle, will come to Saving Forgotten Warriors to help us do that as
well. That would be great.
We've got some other cool events coming up. We're trying to come up with a 22 hike. It's a 22 miler with 22 pound hike. I'm not clear on dates yet. We've got a bunch of other events coming up. Well, I really want to do as many events as we can this year. We have a goal to raise three times what we raised last year, and we need it. I mean, to be honest with you, we're helping probably 10 times more veterans than we did last year.
So will you and Chris come back next week and hang out with Dee on the show?
Definitely.
All right.
For sure.
Well, Jay, let's take a short little break, and we'll come back with Wes and let him jam out for the rest of the session.
Yeah.
This is Little D on the Big D Radio Show on Live 95.5
so
Coleman's
much.
Independent Radio.
Yeah,
awesome.
Thanks.
I'm free to do what I want in the old town. I'm free to do what I want in the old town.
Attention, Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95.
Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. This is Danielle Carnes, Little D. I'm filling in for Daryl Nethery, Big D. And in studio tonight, we have Wes Brown. Welcome, Wes.
What's up, y'all?
Lord, I'm so glad to have you back. So glad to have you back.
Look, I forgot my
Everybody
hat.
In Coleman misses you.
I need one of them hats, man. That's a tight
you
hat.
You will get a hat.
We'll get you a hat,
that's
what's
get up. You a hat, brother.
All right.
So you gonna tell us what you've been up to?
I ain't been up too much. Well, I
know that the weather did not permit, and you had a...
I had a show in Atmore, and we had put it off till next Friday.
Yeah, but the hurricane is telling us differently. You're not going to do it this week. You can't.
No, I ain't doing it this week. Mm-hmm. The parking lot was like... They called me in the parking lot. They said, "You think it might drain?" I said, "I need a boat to get down there, man." I'm
oh, our flooded. Our the garden is completely flooded.
Turn it into an aquapalooza. Aquapalooza.
So we're gonna have a good time next week, and I'm playing local mix Saturday night. That's in Anniston. So that was gonna be a long trip, anyways, from nearly Mobile to North Alabama.
Yeah, 2-day event for you.
Well, no, I'm gonna do that Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna cancel Friday. I'm gonna lay at the house Friday. And then I'm gonna work Saturday.
Oh, well, that's okay. So you're
gonna play. My life's kind of boring.
Your life is not boring. You're just a very talented. Hey, you Facebook Live more than Dee and I do, and that's
no one.
Yes, you do.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do. But we like it because we always tune in. We like it. We love to hear you play. You gonna play for us tonight?
Yeah, I'll play for you.
And what you gonna play us?
Let's do that step. When the night has come.
Everybody know Wes Brown was our winner on our third annual Battle of the Bands this past year. Wes is not. Thank you, Jay. Thank you. You know, he is not from Coleman. I had followed him for about 10 months on Facebook. I brought him here, and I blowed everyone away with his talent. This young man is extremely talented. He could sing the cereal box, I believe. So,
and what I like about it, though, is that, you know, you get those that are in live, and you can't understand. They don't sound nearly that well. I mean, it sounds just like you would imagine on the radio, right there, right in front of you. I mean,
but now Wes live streams a whole lot, and that's how I discovered him.
I got to say, like, you know, first time he came in here, I'm like, dude, I ain't got a studio. You know, we're in an office building. I'm like, I hope it sounds all right. Well, I know everybody who plays live on radio, they're in, like, you know, broom closets for all I know.
And the look on Daryl's face when he's sitting in this chair looking at Wes, when that comes out of his mouth, he's just looking at me like, I cannot believe. And it's just amazing. He is very talented. The Lord has blessed him so much. So, Wes, you have, you're in Atmore next Friday night. Mm-hmm. So, you will be on Facebook Live too.
Yeah,
they can.
Yeah,
I know you're maximum on friend requests, but
yeah, am I maxed out?
I don't know. I think you are.
I think you're just gonna have to unfriend somebody,
well,
man.
I mean, I unfriend them like 100.
But you know, if you'll do an invite to me, I will live stream here in Coleman. So all my friends.
We're friends, ain't we?
Yeah, we're friends, but you'll have to invite me when you do your live stream. It'll have a little button on the inside, and please, just send it to me. And
I will.
Well, I share it on my Facebook.
I got a page.
Like, not just your personal, do a business
page. I got a business page.
He does, he has
both. Wes Brown Music.
Wes Brown Music, right there.
Right there.
So, can you not live stream from it?
Cause you don't sometimes have I do. Sometimes I stream from both and see if I could have.
Bro, I don't want to miss it.
Well, I'm trying to get all the people. It started out on my personal page.
Right.
And then, so everyone, you know, on my personal page, that's where they usually follow from. Well, I started going live from my business page, and, you know.
Nobody's catching it.
And look, and actually, I don't know, they might knock me off for this, but, you know, you advertise on your business page, you're going to have to pay.
Right. Yeah.
You do it on your personal page, they'll think it's just something like you saying, I'm going to get a steak, and they'll put it. I mean, if you notice that, you never see really businesses. So it's kind of like a loophole, I guess, you know, and it. But you know what? That makes you. I get on my Facebook. I have no idea who any of them are. You know,
except for me and D. You always say,
"Yeah,
hi,
you and D, of course."
And I would like to tell.
No, I mean, I know the fans. I know the fans.
Well, I know you know the fans. I'm not saying that. I would also like to tell anyone that would like to hire Wes to perform. He does private parties. They can contact me or D. They can contact me through What's Happening in Coleman, or Daryl through What's Happening in Coleman, or you can call my cell at 256-531-5843. Wes, would you play us another song?
Yeah.
And you'll play us out?
I think SFW wants to get an event together with him. I'm telling you that.
And this is Wes Brown.
I've seen the devil. I've seen the light. And I know the difference between wrong and right. But there's still a time. Saturday night still on his breath. Every Sunday when he walks in, he never read the benedictions. He never sang in the choir. But he's an angel with no halo and one wing in the fire. Mama lives by the Bible.
Me and Mama make it without Daddy by our side. I know we called for more forgiveness than most men do require. But he's an angel with no halo and one wing in the fire.
Way to go, Wes. Way to go. That is very good. You know that's my favorite song.
Well,
and you remembered too, and I'm so proud that you remembered because I love Chris Tomlin, Tomlinson. Sorry.
Was you the one who used to live with him? No, I met someone. I met someone that used to live with him actually.
Me?
And
no.
I'm good with faces. I'm not good with
Whatever, Wes. Whatever.
I'm not good with names.
So, Jeremy, will you pray us out of the show, please?
I can do my best. Lord, thank you for bringing us together tonight to talk about the different organizations that are out here in the community doing what they're doing. Thank you for Big D and Daniel and Jay Fuller for providing the opportunity for all of us to come together and socialize and talk about what we're doing. Thanks for Wes coming in. Lord, giving him the voice that he's got, Lord. And please, Lord, watch over everybody as they leave tonight. Please assist everybody in their needs that they need, and give everybody a safe trip home. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Well, this is Little D, Danielle Carnes, filling in for Daryl Nethery, Big D, here on the Big D Radio Show. I would like to say thank you so much for coming in the studio. Thank you so much. It was nice to meet you.
Absolutely.
I hope you come back.
Thank you. And I think he enjoyed it.
I really want to do a shout out to all of our guests, and I want everybody to check me out on what's happening in Coleman. You need any local advertisement for your business, just give me a call at 256-531-5843. God bless you, and God bless America. Have a good evening.
Man, that is amazing, brother. That is amazing.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.